Radio Access 102.5 FM and streaming online at radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen, and Park Talk is an interview program where we talk about the parks and recreation districts of Bismarck and Mandan. And today is a Mandan edition of Park Talk. And joining me to talk about Mandan Parks is Dave Free, Facilities Manager. Thanks for coming on, Dave.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Dave, you primarily work with the Starion Sports Complex, right?
Yep. This would be my third year at Starion Sports Complex. It opened up in 2017. I've been the manager ever since it opened. We're up and running with football season, hockey season coming up. So,
what would you say is kind of a day-to-day operations for you?
We're just running the building. The maintenance area. I have some maintenance guys that work there. As far as scheduling, just making sure the operation is running smooth there. Scheduling hockey, scheduling special events, things like that at the complex.
And so scheduling is something that I wanted to talk about because there's a lot of people trying to get into that and use it. And one of those is University of Mary, and there's stock in Bismarck and Mandan. There's just not enough ice in the two cities to accommodate the amount of hockey players that we have, especially as UMary added a team. So how do you work in scheduling UMary?
So University of Mary came on board last year as their first year of the hockey program out there. They came to us, and we had ice available with two sheets over there, so they play all their games, have all their practices. They start practice about 3 o'clock, which works good for us because we usually don't start till about in between 4 and 5:30 over there for practice. And then most of their games are at 7 o'clock on Fridays or Saturday nights. So it works real well to get them fit into our schedule over at the Starion Sports Complex.
Right. And if people want to go to those games, is there somewhere they can find the schedule? Do people need to buy tickets? How does that work?
Yeah, for schedule-wise, you can work, mandanparks.com has the schedule, or goumary.com has their complete schedule. And you can probably also get tickets if you look at their website, goumary.com.
But it is a ticketed event. People can't just...
Absolutely, yep. All the tickets are through University of Mary. I believe they're like $10 a ticket. Or if you're a student, I think you get them for free. But, it's a ticketed event over there.
So are there any existing hockey camps or programs coming, something new on the horizon?
Most of our camps are in the summer over there. We have a lot of camps through Lamoureux Hockey. He runs 3 camps over there. Those are usually in June and July. And then we did a Planet Hockey Camp in August this past year. But everything coming up is going to be all like USA Hockey stuff, and starting in October for the Mandan Hockey Club. Mandan High School start in November. University of Mary kicks off actually next Saturday against NDSU at the complex. So they're already started up, ready for a few weeks practicing and things like that. So
hockey is really a year-round thing at the sports complex.
Yep, we leave one sheet on all year round. We have two sheets on starting October through March, and then we go down to one through April, May, June, July, and August.
Are there any special things that need to be done in order to keep a good sheet of ice during the summer when it gets super warm out?
Our new facility helps because it's air conditioned if we need it, so it stays super cool in the arena. So we haven't had very many troubles with the rink in the summer. So we're usually pretty good to go there.
Cool. So school just started and homecoming is around the corner. We're talking before we started that you're just getting ready for a football game coming up tomorrow. How does your staff prepare for the event that is homecoming, but also just football season in general?
For football season, our staff is responsible for making sure the facility is clean prior to the game and making sure the facility is clean after the game. Mandan High School takes care of all the game preparations, all the setup, all the teardown in that aspect. We are basically there for support, making sure everything is run smooth for the facility. But Mandan High School runs all the games and stuff like that. So our guys right now are just preparing, making sure the facility's clean for tomorrow. And then we'll take care of the cleanup after the game is over on Monday.
This is Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugen. Dave Free, Facilities Manager for the Mandan Park District, primarily working with the Starion Sports Complex, is my guest today. So the complex hosts more than just high school and college sports events. What other kind of events happen there?
We get some requests every year. Just different things. This year was pretty unique. We had a wrestling group come to us and won an outdoor wrestling tournament on the turf In June. So we accepted, they had their event, it went off well. I mean, they put 6 or 8 mats down on the turf, and it was just an outdoor event that started at like 6 o'clock at night and went through about 11 p.m. So they did have the lights and things like that. So outdoor wrestling was a new one for us that we hosted. We have had health fairs there. You know, we have just, you know, we host some conferences and some meetings in our meeting space. The meeting space isn't that big, but, you know, we've hosted some of that stuff there. So we try to stay in the realm of, you know, hockey, football, track, those kind of things, just because that's what we're set up to do. And then we also have the gymnastics component where they host the club gymnastics and high school gymnastics in our facility also.
So are there other ways that the public can take advantage of this great new facility in Mandan? You know, there's open skate, other things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so we do have open skate starting October, and that'll run all the way through March. Usually on Sundays at 3:30, or when there's no school, we have it at 11:30. So those are pretty much the set times for the open skate program that we have. I do get requests for people to walk on the track while we're open during the day. I mean, if people want to come and walk on the track, I have absolutely no problem with people walking the track and things like that, as long as they have the proper footwear, you know, and stuff. So
you talked about some other groups renting different spaces. Is pretty much every aspect available to rent from outside groups?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the ice, yes, we have men's league, women's leagues. We have those private groups that come in and just want to have practices for their select teams or all-star teams for hockey. You know, I'm getting some of those starting next week. You know, once we get into the season, there's not a ton of space available. I mean, we're pretty booked up with the Manhattan Hockey Club, the high school, the University of Mary, but there is some stuff available. You know, they do some birthday parties there and things like that. As far as gymnastics, they do a lot of birthday parties on the weekends. So if people are interested in birthday parties, they just rent their space from the Dakota Star Gymnastics, and which we lease the space to them. So and as far as outside stuff, it's, you know, I've had like Linton High School came and rented the facility for a camp this summer that they ran in July. You know, this just things like that. If the space is available, we'll rent it out to them.
Yeah, that's something that always interests me when facilities like this become available in larger cities, because smaller towns around mm-hmm. the area, obviously, so like if there's a turf baseball field, people can't play baseball in May usually. So
right.
Having a football field like this available, or having a hockey rink available that people from surrounding area yep. can come and use, it's really a benefit to everyone.
Yeah, it's been a true blessing to the city of Mandan. I mean, we're people come in the facility and they're in wow. I mean, of the facility. I mean, it's a great facility. It, you know, it's, I mean, we, you know, have great attendance for our sporting events and things, you know, and things like that. So it's just a huge asset for the city.
Well, Dave Free, facilities manager for the Mandan Park District at Starion Sports Complex. Is there anything that we missed that you want to get out to the people listening?
No, just, I mean, football starts tomorrow night. You know, Friday, we have our first home football game. And then University of Mary starts next Saturday, which would be September 13th, I believe, would be the first home hockey game for University of Mary. So.
Great. Well, I appreciate you coming on during what is just about to be a pretty busy time for you. So thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, we're getting geared up. Appreciate it.
All right. Once again, Dave Free, facilities manager for the Mandan Park District, was my guest. My name is Josh Haugen. This has been Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM. Park Talk airs every Monday at noon here on 102.5. You can also find podcasts at radioaccess.org. Go to our website and click on the podcast button, and Park Talk will be right there. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Park Talk.